HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Friday chaired a high-level meet to review the coronavirus disease, COVID-19, situation in the country and the progress of oxygen augmentation and availability of medical oxygen ahead of a potential third wave of the pandemic. Officials present at the meeting told the Prime Minister that more than 1,500 PSA oxygen plants are coming up across the nation with the help of the contributions from the PM CARES Fund as well as various ministries and PSUs. The Prime Minister was informed that once all the PSA oxygen plants, to be set up in all states and districts of the country are functional, they would support more than 4 lakh oxygenated beds. Authorities on Friday said only 50 tourists will be allowed to visit Kempatti Falls, about 15 kilometers from Mussoorie in Uttarakhand's Tehri Garhwal district, following violations by visitors of COVID-19 precautions at the popular tourist spot. The decision was taken amid much criticism after videos of unmasked tourists violating social distancing norms went viral. Iwa Ashish Srivastav, District Magistrate, Tehri Garhwal, said, "From now onwards, there would be a limit of 50 tourists who would be allowed to bathe at the waterfall for only 30 minutes. After the stipulated time, a hooter would be blown to signal the batch of tourists to come out. Once all of the 50 come out, the next batch of 50 would be allowed to go." WhatsApp, an instant messaging platform owned by Facebook, told the Delhi High Court on Friday it will voluntarily put a hold on the rollout of its contentious new privacy policy until a data protection bill comes into force. It also told the court that it won't limit the functionality of its platform to users who choose not to opt for the new privacy policy in the meanwhile. A bench of Chief Justice Dhan Patel and Justice Jyoti Singh was hearing the appeals of Facebook and WhatsApp against the single-judge order refusing to stop the Competition Regulator Competition Commission of India, CCI, order directing a probe into WhatsApp's new privacy policy. Pakhala, Orisha's staple diet of fermented rice, contains a molecule that helps boost immunity. A preliminary study conducted by Bhuvaneshwar's All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, has found. Bala Murugan Ramdas, the head of the institute's Center of Excellence for Clinical Microbiome Research who has been conducting the study since 2019, cited the preliminary research and added Pakhala contains short-chain fatty acids known to improve gut health and boost immunity. "As at AIIMS we treat stunted children, we usually give complex carbohydrates with supplements such as short-chain fatty acids that give a lot of energy and have anti-inflammatory properties. The search was for food that is affordable and easily accessible by everybody. After a lot of research, we zeroed in on Dharani, the water in the fermented rice," said Ramdas, whose team has analyzed at least 20 samples collected from households from different locations and socio-economic backgrounds. China sent a flight to bring home 210 of its nationals from Afghanistan, state media reported Friday, as the U.S. military prepares to leave the country and the security situation grows increasingly fraught. The Global Times newspaper published by the ruling Communist Party said the Xiamen Airlines flight departed July 2 from the capital Kabul and landed in the central province of Hubei. The airline confirmed the report in a post on its Twitter-like Weibo account but offered no additional details. The Global Times and other reports said 22 of those on board tested positive for COVID-19, although those numbers did not appear on the National Health Commission's daily report of new cases.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
HT Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.